to talk about me.
Well, I am working away here to get to the right spot in the multitude of emails, which happens every day. So I make sure I'm saying the right things about the right people at the right time. It is our Tuesday Tech Spotlight, and despite the onrushing great white snow shark that is on the way for Southern Ontario over the next few days, our Tech Tuesday Spotlight shining brightly because we have had a couple of days of good sunshine. I'm joined this afternoon by Chenkaya Ramdev, who is the founder of Sweat Free Apparel. Good afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
You have obviously picked the most descriptive name ever for a company. I quite simply have no questions. It tells me everything right from the name. What is it all about?
Sure. So that was exactly the point for naming it. So I'm glad it went right there. But the way we started was I used to study at University of Waterloo. And while studying there, all of us had to do co-ops and internships. And one of my co-ops was in Hong Kong. And as you might guess, Hong Kong is very hot and humid. But on top of that, my employer wanted me to wear a suit. So I would arrive to work drenched in sweat. And that's how the idea for the startup came, where we are living in modern times. Like, sweat stains is something that should have been solved hundreds of years ago. So that's how we started with Sweat Free Apparel, which was meant to solve for sweat stains and managing sweat in general in our clothes. And that's what we were doing pre-COVID. And then when this crisis hit, we used the same technology that was meant to prevent sweat from passing through, and we put it into a face covering, and it helped prevent droplets from passing through. So we were an alternative to the cotton face coverings that everybody wore, especially in the early times when, I'm sure you might remember, like, everyone was out of face coverings, and nurses and people who were on the front lines were using garbage bags to cover their faces. That's when we were able to provide our technology, especially to an organization named Metrolinx, which everybody must be aware of. They are the ones who run GoBus, GoTrain, all of the transportation within Ontario. And after that, now we are about to develop more stuff. And funny enough, it has nothing to do with clothes, so we have to come up with a new name soon. We are actually now building electrical boats that can be dropped into any lake, river, or ocean. And what they do is they clean up the lake. So the idea for that came because I came to know that especially since earlier there was a shortage, then there was overproduction and billions of disposable versions of face coverings, like the blue ones, have unfortunately entered our lakes, rivers, and oceans. And it is a huge pollution issue now. And I was reading an article a few months ago that they are reporting that soon there will be more disposable PPE in the ocean than even jellyfish. So now that's why we are building boats. And you can think of them as like electrical remote controlled boats, the toys that kids use, but bigger versions of that, that can be dropped into a lake, and it would clean up not just disposable PPE, but also plastic bottles, oil spills, as well as fish kills, which is when fish die, they reach the top, they float at the top, and they create very bad smell. So we will be able to clean up all of that. So that's so it's a massive pivot that we're doing, but that's at a high level what we do.
I would argue with you. That's not actually a pivot. Like, you're not even close to the same place, right? Like, how big are these electric boats?
So we are still we're still building the prototype, but our aim is around 1 to 1.5 meters. So, like, we can drop a couple of them in a lake. And right now, they are still remote controlled. But our hope is in the future, we can make it, like, automatic, where, like, we just drop them off in the lake in the morning and pick it up in the evening, and the whole lake has been cleaned up.
And this was all a direct result of your waterproof fabric, right? Because this boat doesn't exist unless we have the waterproof fabric. Am I right?
So we are using even some other technologies in the boat because, like, we have the full flexibility where we can, like, our aim with that is just to, like, clean up the lake. So especially for oil spills, we are using socks that are generally used at the industrial level to prevent leakage. And we just put them in our boat. And another crazy thing that I feel your listeners will be will find interesting is that when we think of, for example, oxygen and carbon dioxide, we think of trees. Like, trees absorb carbon dioxide and give us oxygen, which is completely accurate. But a bigger amount, so, like, there is new research coming out that says more than half of the world's oxygen is produced not by trees, but our water bodies, so our lakes, rivers, and oceans. So every alternative breath we take is thanks not to trees, but to oceans. The issue is if there is any floating pollution in the ocean, then that process just gets blocked altogether. So that's why cleaning up the lakes can also help improve on the carbon footprint of a particular city as well. So that's like an added benefit apart from a clean lake.
So one of the questions I always like to ask people, Chankaya, is this where you expected your business to be a couple of years ago? I guess that's a fairly obvious answer, right?
Yeah, nowhere close to it.
But that's not the cool thing particularly is unusual.
Yes, and that's what keeps it fun as well. You know, like, if you keep on doing the same thing over years and years, you just get bored. But, like, the challenges I face are, like, completely different to even the challenges I was facing last year versus the year before, that it keeps it fresh. Like, it feels to me every few years we are launching a new startup, even though we are working on the same one.
And you're based here in Waterloo. How does that work out for you?
It has worked out amazingly because, like, the knowledge that I gained during university, we are able to apply now. And even the Metrolinx deal, it was because, like, and I have to give them full thanks, is Communitech, because they were the ones who introduced us to Ontario government, and the Ontario government then introduced us to Metrolinx, and Metrolinx liked the technology we had in our face covering, which is why they gave us the order. So if it wasn't for Waterloo, if it wasn't for Communitech, and also another thing, University of Waterloo right now gave us the permission to use one of their lakes. It is the Columbia Lake, where the July 1st fireworks used to happen before COVID. So if it wasn't for the support that we've received from every level in Waterloo, like, we would be nowhere compared to where we are right now.
You came here from India, right?
That's right. I came here as an international student, and it's funny. Like, my relatives, including my sister, lives in U.S. So we would go visit them as a tourist, and then we would just come to Canada because my dad had one random friend in Toronto. And I just found people in Canada a lot more nicer than U.S. So when I had to pick a university, I was like, no, I don't want to go to U.S. Let's go to Canada. And that's how I ended up here.
And you worked at places like BlackBerry. And so this is just one of, I have lost track, to be honest, Shankai, of the number of companies in this town that have some connection to BlackBerry.
Yes. Back when everyone used to use BlackBerry, I was lucky to do an internship at BlackBerry. And the cool thing about that internship was it made us think, like, bigger than we would have otherwise. So I was lucky to work at BlackBerry once, as well as Bombardier Aerospace, which was, like, the coolest experience ever because you would see assembly line not of cars but of planes. Like, it was the most massive thing I had ever seen. So because of Waterloo, we were able, like I was able to get those internships. And because of Communitech, I was able to think of things in a startup way. So like sure, some people like to go to San Francisco for startups, but I think a lot better place to live and start a startup is right here in Waterloo. And that's why we are here.
I'm just reading through your website, and you talk a lot about fabric and textiles and how we got to polyester in 1941 and nobody ever did anything after that. So is there still that need to change the fabrics we wear to make them more, I don't know, consumer friendly?
So the funny thing is, when it comes to fashion industry, for them, innovation is introducing like old fabrics to a new market. So every generation, they either make products from cotton or they make products from polyester. But since the previous generation only saw the other products, so for them, it's innovation. And all the clothing companies, without exception, if you look at their leadership, the leadership is driven by accountants and financial people, which is great for the business because they can run them efficiently in terms of finance. But no R&D at all gets done at any major clothing company. That's why you'll notice most of the clothes we wear, we can swap one logo for the other, and you wouldn't be able to tell the difference because they are made from same fabrics, they are made at same factories, and then they are sold at most of the same retailers. It's just the logo that is different. That is why we were able to have such a massive impact, even though we are a tiny, tiny startup. Like, I am sure, like, our company's entire budget is less than what these big companies spend on toilet paper for their employees. Yet we are able to have a massive impact because there isn't any innovation, nor are there C-suite execs rewarded for innovation. So, for example, if you compare like a tech company like Apple or Google, if they are not producing new products, then their CEOs get in trouble. But when it comes to clothing companies, there is no financial incentive. There is no stock bonus for them to come up with a new fabric. That's why no innovation happens. The only thing they focus on is how can we reduce the cost even further. If that means moving from China to Vietnam to Egypt to Ethiopia, they will move, and that's their only focus, reduce cost at all cost. That's what they think about.
Talk a little bit about the environmental aspect of this, Shankaya, because I notice on your site again that you were instrumental in reducing the amount of water needed to make a T-shirt. Why?
Yes.
Tell me a little bit more about the environmental aspect.
Sure. So when it comes to environment, like a lot of blame goes to the fossil fuel industry, and rightfully so. They are the biggest polluters out of any industry. But nobody asks who's the second biggest polluter, and that's the fashion industry. Like, it absorbs 10% of all fresh water every year, and it produces 20% of all the water waste. So a simple cotton T-shirt that, like, most of us are wearing right now needs 2,700 liters of water to produce just one simple cotton T-shirt. And for jeans, it's over 6,000. So an average person wearing a T-shirt and jeans is wearing 10,000 liters of water. And all of this water is fresh water. It's not ocean water. So this is water that could have gone in agriculture. It could have gone in other places where people need water. And most of the cotton is grown in developing world, which leads to water scarcity there. And once the cotton is made and cotton is sent to these mills to be dyed so that the fabric can get its color, all of that dyeing liquid then gets released in our lakes and rivers. That's why, like, if you go to a clothing city, you'll see their lakes and rivers are not white or blue. They are green, pink, yellow, black, based on the color of the fabric that they are making.
As we, I know you made the masks, which are really cool. I also know you made the boats, which just fascinate me. Down the road, what will you do? Will I be wearing some of your apparel that has your technology in it?
So right now we are the face coverings is what we are selling because that's what everybody needs right now. But we are also doing big push in the boats. So our hope is in summer when everybody would be outside, they'll see our boats in at least local lakes. That is our goal. And our hope is that by end of the year, we can cover all the lakes in Ontario. And by next year, hopefully all the lakes in Canada.
That's a pretty big goal for a place in landlocked Kitchener-Waterloo.
The funny thing is, we are working on this, and as you mentioned, we are a landlocked city. This is something that should have been solved in Miami or any of the ocean cities, but nobody's doing anything about it. So we thought, let's do it.
Yeah, you know, and I think a lot of us over lockdown spent time watching all kinds of things, and to see some of the documentaries about the state of our oceans and lakes, it's pretty eye opening.
The oceans are dirtier than like what gets shown, and the benefit of our oceans is more than what anybody knows. Just like in terms of oxygen, like it produces more oxygen than all the trees and plants and forests combined, and most of the people would not even know that part. That's why there is like if you see trees burning, forest fires, there is an immediate reaction, and rightfully so. But we need to have even a bigger reaction towards organizations that are polluting our oceans. But there is a disconnect there where people don't see what's the benefit of saving the oceans.
Shankara, thanks for your time today. Fascinating.
Yeah, no problem.
That's Shankara Ramdev. He is the CEO of Sweat Free Apparel, which doesn't really describe everything, except they pivoted over to sweat-free face masks, reusable, washable, waterproof, all the things you kind of want in a textile mask. I don't want to call it a cloth mask because that may not be entirely accurate. And now they're creating little boats which will clean the oceans and the lakes. And that seems like a good idea on pretty much every level. And there it is happening in the fine seafaring city of Waterloo. Back to wrap up and look ahead. This is Kitchener Today on City News 570.